find yourself in a comfortable, relaxed, lying down position in Shavasana, where your feet are a little more than hip-width apart. Your hands are down by your side, palms facing the ceiling, chin slightly tucked, eyes softly closed. And we're going to do a meltdown of the body, allowing each of the body parts to relax, release and let go in its own individuated way. First, find your breath. Allow the breath to be coming into the lower belly in slow, rhythmical breathing. And allow your awareness to travel down to your toes. Imagine that your toes maybe are like ice cream cones on a hot summer's day. And the toes are like the ice cream as they begin to melt in the sun and drip down. So your toes begin to melt. All the stress and tension drain out of the toes as they melt into the foot, and the foot begins to melt down into the heel. The heel releases and lets go and melts down into the earth. Bring your awareness to your ankles, and your ankles begin to relax and release and melt down, letting go, draining away, and moving up to your shins. Your shins begin to relax, open, and melt down, down through the calves into the floor below you, relaxing and releasing, letting go of all stress and tension. Moving on up to the knees. The knees begin to relax, and they also feel like they're melting down, letting go, until they're no longer any concern of yours. So you bring your awareness to your upper thighs. The thighs begin to melt, to release and relax, to let go, draining down through the lower thighs into the ground, so that your legs begin to feel very heavy, maybe even tingly, totally relaxed, de-stressed. And so you bring your awareness to your buttocks, relaxing and releasing the tissue of the buttocks. The hips open, the lower belly begins to release and let go as if it were draining down through and into the floor. The upper belly, all the organs in your belly relax and release, and they too feel as if they can melt and drain down through the small of your back. Small of your back, the spine relaxes and releases, and you feel that part of your body letting go. The lower ribs begin to release, as if from the very middle of the rib cage it can open, as if each of the individual ribs relax and melt down from the top along the sides, down to the back and into the earth. Each rib from the lowest rib moving on up, allowing each rib to open, to melt, to let go, so that your chest cavity begins to feel more open. You might notice that the breath is becoming easier. Your heart seems to open in response to the release from the rib cage as the ribs let go and melt down all the way up to your upper chest, letting each rib go, allowing an expansion and a release, and bringing your awareness down to your fingers. Your fingers melt and let go into the palms. The palms open and relax to the wrist, up the forearm to the elbow, letting go from the elbow to the upper arm and into the shoulders, allowing the shoulders to relax and release. We hold so much tension in the shoulders. Really bring your awareness to the shoulders, and consciously, with a gentle suggestion to each muscle in through the shoulders, to relax and let go. Relaxing and releasing the neck muscles, allowing the jaw to slacken. The tongue rests at the base of the mouth rather than touching the roof of the mouth. The lips are slightly parted and relaxed. The cheekbones feel like they're spreading open and relaxing. The eyes are only fluttered shut. The brow is unfurrowed. And the hair feels heavy, like each hair has a weight on it, pulling the scalp back and down, relaxing it into the earth, letting go totally of the face and the head. Your entire body feels totally at peace and at rest. You may wish to scan your body again, looking for any hidden remnants of stress or tension in your body, gently inviting it to let go and release, and inviting your mind also to relax and release, to let go of any thoughts. Thoughts might be like clouds on a windy day. You can observe them and then just watch as they blow away, so that you can remain detached from any thought process. That no chattering thoughts are able to hold on or linger in your mind. They're just clouds on a windy day that blow past, so that you're able to come back to silence and peace, finding that total tranquility in the body, that internal rhythm of peace and quietude. As you relax and totally surrender to the earth, allowing the earth to support you in total relaxation. Keep coming back to the peace and the quiet of the mind as you rest here for a few minutes. Might find that thoughts come back into your mind, and if so, just very gently allow them to pass on without any attachment, so that you keep coming back to that peace and quietude within your mind, within your body, within your being. And when you find it time to return back to this world, to this awareness and this consciousness, come back by finding your breath, becoming aware of the breath, and begin to deepen the breath, bringing it into your lower belly. The breath brings life. It is the life force, or the chi or prana, that allows us to be present on this earth. Use the breath to bring you back into your body, back into awareness and physicality. Using that breath, you can breathe down into your feet, bringing new life and new awareness into your feet. Breathing into your toes, reawakening your toes by gently wiggling them without any stress or tension. We can move throughout life without stress or tension. Muscles naturally contract and release without stress or tension. It is just part of their movement. So allow your body to begin by wiggling your toes without stress or tension. just by bringing the breath and consciousness to that part of the body. And reawakening your fingers, again by breathing into them, imagining new life and new awareness coming into your hands, and gently wiggling your fingers without any stress or tension. Just like a leaf on a tree is blown by the wind, or seaweed under the ocean waves back and forth, there's no stress or tension. So use that image in your own body, as if there's an outside force or energy, as the breath, just to move you gently and easily. And you can loll your head from side to side with micro movements. Again, just imagining the breath can blow the head from side to side gently, or maybe the ocean can wash your head from side to side without any stress or tension, just ease and grace. And allowing the image of the ocean to come even more present. Imagine that there's an ocean lapping at your body, and you're able to actually allow the ocean to gently roll you over onto your side, lying on your side in a fetal position, once again finding that peace and tranquility that you had lying on your back. But now with just ease and grace you've washed over and you're lying on your side in peace and quiet. And then using your upper arm for support, when you're ready, push yourself to a seated position, in a cross-legged position, eyes are closed, and once again, find that peace and quiet that you had in the resting position. Only now you're awake and alert and yet totally at peace inside. And the breath is coming now naturally and easily into your body so that you can begin this part of your day moving through with that ease and grace of seaweed under the water and allowing the body its natural movement without stress or tension. Namaste.